you're on the road right now, look around. Chances are you'll see at least one person on the phone, texting. Used to be you just see people shaving or putting on makeup, but now it's that damn phone. Let's talk about it with Molly Hart with AAA. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
I imagine the numbers are scary. All you have to do is just look around, and you see all the distracted driving. And I'm just looking at a couple of stories from, it's not just around here, all over the world. Headline, Irish politician, age 23, joins group Zoom call for his party weekly get-together while driving. And there's another story here about someone in the UK, a truck driver who attended the city council meeting while he was driving. He said he pulled over to the side of the road, and so it was no different than listening to the radio. But haven't all the studies proven that even just being on the phone hands-free will distract you?
Absolutely. And, you know, like you were just saying, today the top, in this world right now, the top three distractions are using a cell phone, using in-vehicle technology, which we can talk about, and passengers in the car. But to put it in some more context, some sobering statistics are, if you're looking away from the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles the risk of a crash. And that's only 2 seconds. 5 seconds of reading an email or text is like driving across a football field while blindfolded. And, you know, traffic is picking up now with more and more people getting the vaccine, as well as the pandemic restrictions decreasing. So there's a lot of different things going on that can make you a distracted driver.
Yeah, you should just be doing what the good Lord intended. Listen to the radio. And again, that's not a problem because that's passive, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And, you know, what we encourage drivers to do when they are driving is to activate that do not disturb on their cell phone so that while they are driving, they will not engage in even talking, whether Bluetooth, but being an engaged and focused driver. And, you know, I do have to say, how many moms do you see on the in the car with kids in the back seat, and they're talking because you see their hands gesturing, and I believe they're talking to someone on the phone. But that's setting an example for the kids, which needs to stop because they're going to pick that up themselves when the time comes for them to be a driver.
What about the new technology in the car? Are we over-relying on those warning systems?
Absolutely. So it's called Advanced Driving Assistance Systems, which is a mouthful, ADAS. And yes, what we did research on this in 2019, and what we found is that people who are more familiar with all the technology that they have in the car, they are nearly twice as likely to be a distracted driver because they're trusting the technologies, which are not perfect, and they have limitations. On the other hand, drivers who are not as familiar with all the technology in the car are less likely to be a distracted driver. So, you know, one of the things that we have been pushing for is to have, you know, the dealerships and the salespeople really walk through all that technology that's in the car so that the new person with the new car is more familiar. And also, don't even get on the road until you spend 20 minutes looking at all that technology. And I just got a new 2020 car, and I mean, it has Zoom and the podcast, and it's all things that can make you a distracted driver.
Yeah, that screen, that entertainment screen, is getting bigger and bigger. And to me, that's a problem.
It is. You know, you know, some of it is great, and some of the technologies really do help people be safe, you know, the lane changing and whatnot, notification. But, you know, you just need to be an engaged driver because you're not only putting yourself at risk, but other motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians.
Do your studies show who the most, who is distracted, who's driving distracted, men, women, young, old? My unscientific survey tells me now it's everybody.
You know, we didn't break it down to, you know, gender or age, but I do believe with the technology in the car, people relying on it more than they should. I agree with you that it's possibly everyone that's driving. And, you know, in regards to teens, as they're first getting out on the road, you know, the teenagers should be a role model for their friends. And if their friend who's driving is trying to, you know, put on a new radio station or responding to a text or whatever, they'll say, hey, don't do it. You're driving right now. You know, everyone needs to be responsible.
So, Molly, when you're driving and you look to the car next to you and you see somebody driving holding their smartphone up over the steering wheel, do you honk at them? You do something?
Well, I do. And I will also tell you, I've been with AAA now for 18 months, and I can promise you that all of my driving behaviors have changed because of how much I've learned and how much I could be putting myself at risk and others around me. But yes, when I do see someone at a stoplight and they're on their cell phone with the cell phone up to their ear, I do honk and they look over and I put my phone up and I say, put down, pointing my finger down. Sometimes I don't get a happy response. It has something to do with a finger. But others will like nod their head and put it down. So any little bit can help.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's nothing in the news about this yet, but I'm going to go on record here saying when the authorities do let us know what really happened in that Tiger Woods crash, I think we're going to find out that he was distracted, that he was texting or somehow using that phone. If that wasn't the case, why wouldn't, you know, I mean, why are they withholding that information now? That's just my opinion. We'll see what happens. But at any rate, Molly Hart is with AAA. And, yeah, let's, you know, it's just a habit. We got to break the habit. We're all in that habit of using the phone while we drive too much.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we did our research, what we learned is that 96% of drivers believe typing or reading on a handheld cell phone is very dangerous, but some are still doing it anyway. And then 39% admitted to reading and 29% admitted to typing at least once in the previous month when we did the research. So it's just, you know, we see these accidents and it's affecting so many different people with distracted driving if something goes wrong.
Like the title of that Chicago record, Hard Habit to Break. Molly Hart, AAA.
Right.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
Drive safely.